On today's show, a new study says autonomy will create trillions of dollars in value. Car sales tumble for the fifth straight month in May, and only a third of Takata's defective airbags have been replaced. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Computer chip maker Intel recently opened a new lab that will focus on data generated from autonomous cars. The move signaled an abrupt U-turn for the company, which had previously turned its nose up to the automotive industry. And here's a big reason why it had the change of heart. A new study funded by Intel estimates that by 2050, fully autonomous vehicles will generate $7 trillion globally in economic and societal value, including products and services. Most of that, $3.7 trillion, will come from consumers using mobility as a service. Businesses will spend another $3 trillion doing the same thing, and the last $203 billion will come from driverless vehicle services and features. 2050 may be a long way off, but if we're ever going to reach that mark, Intel thinks there needs to be more collaboration to commonize platforms and technology to bring autonomous cars to the market faster. Takata's airbag issue affected millions of vehicles worldwide, including over 46 million in the U.S. alone. Automakers have had to send out recall notices to owners of affected vehicles, but the efforts just aren't working. Of the 46 million in the U.S., just under 16 million have been replaced. That's only 35%. A U.S. senator from Florida is urging automakers to speed up the pace, but I don't know how much more they can do. Honda even hired a team of people to go door-to-door in an attempt to reach owners with bad airbags that had not replaced them yet. At this point, at least to me, it seems like owners just don't care anymore. Still to come, we'll break down last month's sales numbers.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Car sales in the U.S. fell for the fifth straight month in May. Automakers sold 1.51 million vehicles, down 4.6% compared to the previous year. And the SAR also took a tumble, hitting 16.6 million units, down from 17.1 million last May. The top OEMs all saw their sales fall. General Motors sold a little over 237,000 vehicles, which is a 5% drop. And that just barely edged out Ford, which sold a little over 235,000 vehicles. Following the Detroit rivals is Toyota, which saw sales slide 4.5%. FCA sales dropped 5%, Honda fell 3%, and Nissan was down just a little over 1%. But those weren't the biggest drops in May. Hyundai's sales plunged nearly 20%. BMW fell 15%, Mazda was down 12%, and both Daimler and Kia dropped nearly 11%. But it wasn't all doom and gloom for all automakers. Tesla's sales shot up 42% in May. Jaguar Land Rover increased sales 9%, and Subaru recorded a 7.6% gain, which was followed closely by Volvo. Through the first 5 months of the year, automakers have sold 6.94 million vehicles in the U.S., which is down 2% compared to the same time period last year. Inventory levels are starting to pile up, so with sales slowing, you can expect production cuts and incentive boosts from automakers as they try and move the metal from dealer lots. Say, have you seen our new car review feature, 37 Seconds in the Autoline Garage? If not, here's my impression of the new Volkswagen Atlas.
This is 37 Seconds in the Autoline Garage.
Wish your midsize SUV had three rows instead of two? Try Volkswagen's all-new Atlas. It slices, dices, and chops up the competition. No more struggling to get into the back with Atlas's easy access third row seating. And while you're on the inside, take notice of its huge digital instrument cluster and upgraded infotainment screen, guaranteed to please the teenager in your life. But pay no attention to Atlas's average ride and somewhat excessive road noise, because you can have this attractive SUV for the low, low price of just $31,425.
This has been 37 Seconds in the Autoline Garage.
And if you want to see more of our 37-second reviews, just head on over to our YouTube channel to watch the rest, or you can find them in the 37 Seconds section of our website. Does Toyota want to start building heavy-duty trucks powered by fuel cells? That answer is coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Toyota is in the process of testing a fuel cell-powered semi-truck at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. So it would seem that the company is looking at manufacturing hydrogen-powered heavy trucks in the future. But not so fast. Recently on Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Sheldon Brown from Advanced Fuel Cells at Toyota. And he hinted that instead of building the entire truck, the company could just sell the powertrain instead.
If I were to sort of prognosticate and think, we probably want to be a little bit agnostic to the concept. I think we recognize that our strength right now is providing a fuel cell powertrain. So, we could imagine where we would do this in a way that's, less disruptive and offer it to a lot of different, companies who might be interested. May that be PACCAR or Volvo or, organizations. As we think about how regulations would have to change and as zero emissions comes in, there's going to be trucks that are, mid-cycle through their 10-year cycle life. So our feeling is this system applies itself to brand new installation, but also if you needed to go back and retrofit, so your upfront investment isn't as great either, right? So, you got a powertrain that's, 500,000 miles, you can pull it out, put this in, but at least your truck and your chassis are still, viable. So it helps reduce that sort of burden on the initial adopters in those early phases.
To learn more about Toyota's fuel cell semi, look for that show on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.